Test 4. Listening, Part 1. Exam practice. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You will hear each recording twice. Example. What did the boy forget to bring home from school?
Let me have all your gym clothes out of your sports bag. They need to be washed.
Yeah, Mum. I'm just finishing this worksheet. Mr. Mason's maths homework's really difficult. I can't remember how to do it, and now my pen's run out of ink.
Here, have this pen. Now, where's your bag?
I'm afraid I left it at school, Mum. I'll bring it home tomorrow, I promise.
The answer is C, his bag. 1. Which afternoon activity will the boy do?
Have you made up your mind which afternoon activity you're going to do? I'm thinking of volleyball.
I'm finding it hard to choose between basketball and tennis because I like both of them really. But I think I might enjoy playing in a team rather than just against one other person. There's some good players signed up.
Well, we're short of people for volleyball. You could always come to that.
That's true, but I'm not very good at it. I think I'll go with my original idea, actually.
Now listen again.
Have you made up your mind which afternoon activity you're going to do? I'm thinking of volleyball.
I'm finding it hard to choose between basketball and tennis because I like both of them really. But I think I might enjoy playing in a team rather than just against one other person. There's some good players signed up.
Well, we're short of people for volleyball. You could always come to that.
That's true, but I'm not very good at it. I think I'll go with my original idea, actually.
Two. What will the teacher bring to class next week?
OK, listen. Next week's lesson's about water. I'll come along with a film about farmers in different countries and how they get the water they need. What I want you to do is come to class with an object, not a photo but the actual thing, something that you use every day which needs water in order to work properly. Now, I know most of you already bring a bottle of drinking water to school with you, but this is something different. It's an object that you use water with, OK?
Now listen again.
OK, listen. Next week's lesson's about water. I'll come along with a film about farmers in different countries and how they get the water they need. What I want you to do is come to class with an object, not a photo but the actual thing, something that you use every day, which needs water in order to work properly. Now, I know most of you already bring a bottle of drinking water to school with you, but this is something different. It's an object that you use water with, OK?
Three. Which programme will be on immediately after the news?
There's a change to tonight's programmes. The news will come on at 7 p.m. as usual. The 7:30 travel programme, Walking in the Mountains, will be shown at a later date. Instead, the news will be followed by the main sporting event of the day, the International Basketball Final, brought to you live from Spain. Later in the evening, there'll be a chance to hear the concert on the last night of the London Rock Festival, with its exciting lineup of bands.
Now listen again.
There's a change to tonight's programmes. The news will come on at 7 p.m. as usual. The 7:30 travel programme, Walking in the Mountains, will be shown at a later date. Instead, the news will be followed by the main sporting event of the day, the International Basketball Final, brought to you live from Spain. Later in the evening, there'll be a chance to hear the concert on the last night of the London Rock Festival, with its exciting lineup of bands.
Four. Where was the picnic?
I had a great day yesterday with my aunt and cousins.
Yeah? What did you do?
Well, we planned to go to the seaside and have a picnic, but before we left, my aunt checked a travel website which said there would be terrible traffic jams. So we went to a country park instead. It had a nice river running through it and we had sandwiches sitting on the grass next to it. After that, we went for a walk through a forest which had some huge trees.
Sounds cool.
Now listen again.
I had a great day yesterday with my aunt and cousins.
Yeah? What did you do?
Well, we planned to go to the seaside and have a picnic, but before we left, my aunt checked a travel website which said there would be terrible traffic jams. So we went to a country park instead. It had a nice river running through it and we had sandwiches sitting on the grass next to it. After that, we went for a walk through a forest which had some huge trees.
Sounds cool.
Five. Which activity did they both enjoy last summer?
I hope the camping trip will be as good this summer as it was the last, Nina.
Yes, it was brilliant. Apart from sleeping in a tent, the ground was so hard.
I didn't mind that, and I loved it when we went sailing. I can't wait to have another go at that.
Neither can I, and I'm looking forward to doing more climbing too.
Well, I'm certainly going to make sure I don't take so much to carry next time. Then perhaps it won't be quite so much like hard work.
Now listen again.
I hope the camping trip will be as good this summer as it was the last, Nina.
Yes, it was brilliant. Apart from sleeping in a tent, the ground was so hard.
I didn't mind that, and I loved it when we went sailing. I can't wait to have another go at that.
Neither can I, and I'm looking forward to doing more climbing too.
Well, I'm certainly going to make sure I don't take so much to carry next time. Then perhaps it won't be quite so much like hard work.
Six. What was disappointing about the party?
I enjoyed the end-of-term party last night, especially the disco.
Yes, brilliant DJ.
Did you go in the computer room? I was really pleased when they opened it up for us. But they didn't have any of the latest games, so that wasn't so good.
Yes, it was a shame. It's good to have something to do when you need a break from dancing. There was plenty to eat, wasn't there? Chicken and burgers.
And salad.
I didn't have any of that.
Now listen again.
I enjoyed the end-of-term party last night, especially the disco.
Yes, brilliant DJ.
Did you go in the computer room? I was really pleased when they opened it up for us. But they didn't have any of the latest games, so that wasn't so good.
Yes, it was a shame. It's good to have something to do when you need a break from dancing. There was plenty to eat, wasn't there? Chicken and burgers.
And salad.
I didn't have any of that.
Seven. What should they bring to class tomorrow?
Now, tomorrow we're doing an art project that involves cutting some material to different lengths. I'll provide you with the material, but you'll have to make sure you've got a ruler with you so that you can measure it. We have to use the school's scissors for safety reasons. I know they're not much good for cutting, but I'm afraid bringing your own scissors to school is against the rules, OK?
Now listen again.
Now, tomorrow we're doing an art project that involves cutting some material to different lengths. I'll provide you with the material, but you'll have to make sure you've got a ruler with you so that you can measure it. We have to use the school's scissors for safety reasons. I know they're not much good for cutting, but I'm afraid bringing your own scissors to school is against the rules, OK?
That is the end of part one.